Welcome to the deep dive. Remember those PE classes, maybe where you just felt like you were going through the motions?
Drills, drills, drill.
Exactly. Just drills, maybe without really getting the game. Well, today we're digging into something called teaching games for understanding, or TGFU.
Right, TGFU.
It's an approach that's meant to, well, completely flip that old script. We're looking at a big literature review here
Yeah, pulling together quite a few studies.
to get a solid picture of how it actually impacts learning and activity, specifically across four areas: psychological, motor, cognitive, and social.
The key dimensions.
So get ready. This might change how you think about PE. Okay, so let's start at the beginning. What is TGFU really at its core?
Well, it actually started in the UK way back in 1982.
Okay.
And the idea was really to challenge how coaches were teaching, the very traditional technique-first way.
The kind that sometimes makes kids tune out.
Exactly. It often led to disengagement. So TGFU is more about empowering the kids, letting them explore the game itself, the strategies, the tactics, the why, before getting bogged down in perfecting isolated skills.
Ah, so understanding comes first.
Right. The goal is you become a skillful player, sure, but also someone who genuinely enjoys playing. It's more holistic.
Can they call it the game-based approach now sometimes?
Yeah, that's the newer term for us, essentially the same idea.
That sounds, really different from my old PE classes. So if students are more in control, how does the teacher's role change? That must be
Oh,
huge.
it's a massive shift. You go from being the director, the one telling everyone exactly how to do everything, to being more of a guide, facilitator.
How does that work in practice?
Well, instead of just demonstrating a perfect pass, the teacher might set up a modified game with a specific problem.
Like what?
Okay, imagine basketball. The teacher might say, right, for this game, you're not allowed to walk with the ball.
Okay, so no dribbling or limited dribbling, maybe.
Exactly. And then they pose a question like, so what other ways can you move the ball effectively? Or how can you improve your passing to get it down court?
Ah, I see. So it forces the students to think.
Precisely. They have to think critically, experiment, find their own solutions. They're active in the decision making, learning the what and why before maybe focusing intensely on the how.
Okay, I'm really interested in how this actually pans out. The review looked at physical literacy, right? Which is like the whole package skills, understanding, motivation, the stuff you need to stay active for life.
That's the goal.
So, what did the studies find? How did TGFU stack up across those four dimensions you mentioned?
Well, the review covered 16 studies, and generally the outcomes were positive, though, some effects were stronger than others.
Okay.
So for the psychological side, really consistent, strong, positive effects.
Oh, interesting. Like what?
Big boosts in motivation, students feeling more autonomous, like they have choices, and a greater sense of competence, feeling capable.
That makes sense, giving them more control.
Absolutely. And some studies even pointed out it might have had a stronger positive effect on girls' motivation. And motivation really seemed to climb when teachers actively used questioning as part of the approach.
Okay, so a real plus for their mindset and confidence.
Yeah.
What about the actual physical skills, the motor dimension?
That was interesting. When you looked at just like isolated skill execution, doing a drill perfectly,
Well.
the results were a bit mixed, not always better than traditional methods.
So not necessarily better at drills.
Not always, but where TGFU really seemed effective was in improving how students use those skills within the actual game.
Ah, the application.
Exactly. Better decision-making on the fly, better tactical understanding, and one big meta-analysis did find a really strong positive effect overall on skill execution within that game context. A large effect size, actually.
So it's not just having the skill, but knowing when and how to use it effectively during play.
Precisely. It's functional skill.
That's a key difference. Okay, and what about the social side, teamwork and all that?
Yeah, on the social dimension, the findings suggested moderate improvements.
Moderate, okay.
Studies showed it tended to encourage more positive interactions between teammates, maybe reduce some of that internal team rivalry you sometimes see, and help students see their teammates as, necessary collaborators for success, especially if the teacher also layered in things like cooperative learning strategies.
Makes sense. And the last one, the cognitive dimension. You said that's where it really stands out.
Absolutely. This seems to be TGFU's strongest suit, based on the evidence.
In what way?
There was really strong evidence showing it significantly improves students' understanding of the game itself, the strategies, the rules, anticipating opponent moves, making smarter decisions during play.
So they're not just playing, they're thinking the game more deeply.
Exactly. Multiple systematic reviews confirmed TGFU is really effective at boosting those cognitive abilities related to gameplay.
Those benefits sound, well, pretty compelling across the board, especially cognitively. But are there any catches, limitations in the research we should know about?
Oh, definitely. Like any body of research, you have to consider the limitations.
Right.
Common issues that popped up in the review were things like relatively small sample sizes in many of the individual studies.
Okay, so maybe harder to generalize.
Potentially.
Mm.
And also, many of the interventions, the time spent actually doing TGFU in the study, were quite short, a few weeks, maybe a semester.
Not years, then.
No. So while the results look really promising, we probably need more long-term research, you know, longitudinal studies, to really understand the sustained impact over time and how well these benefits hold up outside of that specific study context.
Right. That's fair. Always need more research. So wrapping this up, what's the big takeaway for you listening?
Well, I think this deep dive shows that TGFU offers a really different, potentially powerful alternative to just traditional PE.
Moving away from that top-down, drill-focused model.
Exactly. It seems it's not just about getting better at specific skills in isolation. It's also about boosting motivation, getting kids to think strategically, improving teamwork.
And maybe fostering a deeper appreciation for activity itself.
Yeah, potentially one that could stick with them for life, which is really the ultimate goal of physical literacy, isn't it?
It really is. So, a final thought for you to consider. What could physical education, or even just your own approach to physical activity, look like if the main goal shifted towards understanding and enjoyment first, rather than solely focusing on perfect technique? How might that truly set you up for a lifetime of movement?